We throw around decoding strategy constantly, Tyler, and I had the horrible little thought that we may never have actually defined it cleanly. Episode 777. Very on brand. We made the phrase sound normal by repetition.
Yeah, and it is one of those tiny sounding things that changes the whole output. The model says, here are the odds for every possible next token. And decoding strategy is the rule that picks which door we walk through.
Okay, door picture. I like that. A hallway with thousands of labeled doors, and the model lights them up, brighter or dimmer, depending on what probably comes next.
Exactly, Pippa. Before we get formal, that is the whole intuition. The model is not writing a finished paragraph in one magical inhale. It is standing in a hallway, choosing one door, landing in a new hallway, then doing that again.
Right.
We did the deep dive on autoregressive generation back in episode 630. Quick gloss. Autoregressive just means generate the next piece based on what is already there, then append that piece and repeat.
And conditional probability was episode 671, because apparently we collect foundational concepts like weird trading cards. That one is the odds changing because the context changed, right?
Right. Bank after river and bank after loan are different doors lighting up. Same token spelling, different context, different probability. The model's job is to estimate that conditional distribution over possible next tokens.
So where does the neural network fit? Because if we say the model too long, it becomes a fog machine.
Mm-hmm. We did neural networks in episode 633. For this, just think of a neural network as a big learned function. Feed it the current text, and it outputs raw scores for possible next tokens. Those raw scores are called logits.
Logits are not probabilities yet.
Right. They are more like unnormalized brightness levels on the doors. A function called softmax turns those scores into probabilities that add up to 100%. Then decoding starts, and that part is separate from the model weights.
Okay. This is the click for me. Training made the hallway lighting machine. Decoding is the little rule-following gremlin standing there saying, fine, I choose this door.
Yes, and the gremlin matters. Greedy decoding says, always pick the brightest door. If one token has the highest probability, choose it. No randomness, no hesitation, very fast.
That sounds like Tyler decoding. Efficient, suspicious of whimsy, probably wearing a tiny spreadsheet vest.
I dislike how accurate the vest is. Greedy can be useful when you want determinism, but it has a classic problem. Locally best choices are not always globally good. The brightest door right now can lead into a bland corridor where the same phrase keeps becoming likely again.
So repetition is not always the model wanting to repeat. Sometimes the decoding rule keeps taking the obvious door until the hallway turns into wallpaper.
Yes, that is why sampling exists. Instead of always taking the brightest door, you roll weighted dice over the probabilities. A token with 30% probability is much more likely than a token with 1%. But the 1% door is not impossible.
Sure.
And because we already did sampling and temperature in episode 774, quick version. Temperature changes how sharp those probabilities are before sampling. Lower temperature makes the bright doors even brighter. Higher temperature evens the lighting out.
Low temperature is the model putting on sensible shoes. High temperature is the model finding a costume closet.
There's your product optimism. Costume closet as a feature toggle.
Ship it with an enterprise admin policy. No capes above temperature 1.2.
More paths means more computation, and often more latency. Beam search has been useful in settings where exactness or sequence-level coherence matters. But for open-ended chat, it can also sound stiff, because highest likelihood text is not always the most useful text.
That is such a quiet product trap. Users think they want most likely, then get an answer that feels like it was laminated.
Laminated text is going in the incident report. Then you get penalty rules. A repetition penalty downweights tokens that have already appeared, so the hallway stops reopening the same door forever. A length penalty adjusts scores, so the search does not unfairly prefer very short or artificially long outputs.
These are not model intelligence upgrades. They are guardrails around the choosing process.
Yes, and that distinction matters. Same weights, same neural network, different decoding policy. You can get terse factual answers, loose brainstorming, repetitive mush, or surprisingly fluent prose just by changing the rule after the probabilities arrive.
Concrete systems, then. In Hugging Face Transformers, generation strategy is right there as a practical choice. Greedy, beam search, sampling, top K, top P. It is not some ceremonial research term.
And in coding products like Codex, even when the knobs are hidden, the product still needs a decoding policy. For incident analysis, where OpenAI describes NTT data cutting analysis to 30 minutes, you would generally prefer stable, checkable output over spicy randomness.
That is the adoption lens. Most users do not want to become hallway bouncer administrators. They want the product to pick defaults that match the job.
Exactly. Research is stretching the word too. Agent PLM uses reasoning augmented decoding for protein design, where generation can consult biophysical feedback while building a sequence. That is not just make pros more creative. It is using feedback during the choosing process.
And ArcDecode, the ICML 2026 work, is about accelerated decoding with risk-bounded acceptance. That phrase sounds like a compliance department wrote a rollercoaster sign, but the point is speed with controlled risk.
The family there connects to speculative decoding. Draft candidate tokens cheaply, then have the stronger process accept or reject them under a rule. But promises faster generation without just shrugging and changing the answer distribution wildly.
So decoding strategy also lives in serving cost, not just make the chatbot quirky. That ties back to our cost per outcome obsession from the router episode.
It does. And newer diffusion language model work, like credit decoding and anchor-based history stable decoding, shows the same pressure in a different shape. Those systems may fill or revise chunks rather than strictly walking one token at a time, but they still need rules for turning model signals into final sequences.
Where it stands now, then, not replaced. Maybe less visible because products hide the knobs and serving stacks optimize around it, but the choice is still there.
That is my read. For ordinary autoregressive LLM generation, decoding is still core. The frontier is partly better defaults, partly faster inference, partly task-specific feedback. But nobody escaped the hallway. They just renovated the doors.
The catch is that decoding cannot rescue garbage probabilities. If the model is confused, the brightest door, the sampled door, and the beam search corridor can all be bad in different outfits.
Yes, decoding extracts behavior from the distribution. It does not make the distribution true. That is why evals, grounding, context, and the underlying model still matter.
Look at us being responsible after the CAPE policy.
Growth, Pippa. Almost 8 months of exploring Next, and we have achieved moderately responsible gremlin.
The one thing I want to keep is, model lights the doors, decoding chooses the door. Everything else is knob design.
Clean. And if someone changes only decoding settings and claims the model got smarter, I am allowed one eyebrow raise.
One. Not the whole spreadsheet vest. Okay, I'm calling it before we invent temperature-based officeware.